To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome to segment five of Hour One, everybody. Robert and Mary back with you for Destination Spotlight number 50 in our show series. We have moved right along to get to number 50. And for the next few minutes of RM World Travel, we're going to be taking you to the 31st state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1850, known as the Golden State, as we focus today our attention on Carmel and Monterey. And before we do that, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And actually, we want to let you know that there's a nice sale going on right now at TravelPro.com. If you spend $150, you'll save 15% with free shipping. Or if you spend $200 or more, you'll save 20% also with free shipping.
Folks, listen, we all travel with Travel Pro Luggage. It's well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled. Every savvy traveler out there knows that one of the most important things to ensure a successful trip, well, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. So check them out at TravelPro.com for info, the specials Mary just mentioned, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's welcome back to the program Rick Aldinger and talk about one of our favorite destinations in California, Carmel, Monterey, and the Big Sur area of the state.
Oh, it certainly is. Welcome back to RM World Travel, Rick. It's nice to reconnect with you today for our 50th Destination Spotlight.
It's my pleasure to be back with you.
Listen, 2 weeks ago, Mary and I, we were out in your state broadcasting live from the L.A. area. And very candidly, if it's not the San Diego area, then Carmel, Monterey, and the Big Sur area of California is hands down where we like to go. So each of the three towns are unique in their own right. But as a local, I'd like for you to share with us what you enjoy about your part of the world and what makes it a great place for travelers.
Well, first of all, without a doubt, it's one of the most beautiful areas on the planet, certainly in my opinion, and I think many others as well. It's just such a gorgeous place and such a wide variety of attractions and things to do. It's something for everyone, and that's why I enjoy living here is because there's such a great variety of things that to do that are very interesting, enjoyable, and it's a great place to get in touch with nature as well.
Couldn't agree more. Rick, let's talk about the famous 17-mile drive. Just gorgeous. Can you share a couple of highlights along the way, other than the beautiful views, of course, which are certainly the big highlights, but maybe a few highlights that shouldn't be missed for travelers?
A couple of the things I enjoy when I travel on 17-mile drive, I'm a golf enthusiast, and so that's one of the things that is so popular about this area in general, and in particular on 17-mile drive, you have Pebble Beach and one of the most iconic golf courses anywhere. So I just enjoy driving and seeing the golf course and seeing people out there swinging a club. It's a lot of fun. Of course, there is the Lone Cypress Tree, which has endured despite many struggles. It's still there, and that's very cool. And it's an opportunity, too, to see kind of how the rich people live. It's fun to look at houses and imagine what it's like to live there.
Yeah.
Well, but listen, if sardines are your thing, then Monterey, has got a long history with them. There's that great pier, one of the best aquariums in the U.S. And then, about 10 or 15 minutes down the road, as we're just talking about, there's the charming town of Carmel. And then if it's not enough, as you just said, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, you have world-class golf there besides just Pebble Beach. You've got all the vineyards. There's horseback riding, the beaches, which Mary and I love. I mean, it really is a little bit of heaven, isn't it?
It is, and you see it the same way I do. Just so many things to do. You could spend a month here and just be scratching the surface about all of the opportunities for recreation and learning about the history of the area and many other things.
So I think of the area as really a year-round destination. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you have, long stretches of really bad weather. But what are some popular events coming up in the fall that you think our listeners might want to hear about?
Well, a couple things I wanted to mention coming up that kind of are interesting to me. In August, we have Car Week coming up, and that's a real fun thing when you get to, see a lot of exotic cars traveling around the area, and the Concours d'Elegance, a lot of fun there. And then coming up later on, There are events at WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca. I'm a big fan of motorsports, and so I enjoy going out to the racetrack. And whether it's motorcycles or cars, it's all very fun. Something coming up at the end of September, which has been going on for decades now, is the Monterey Jazz Festival, and it's really established itself as a real premier event. If you are into the whole jazz scene, you just shouldn't miss it.
And then the holidays are also a good time to be out there too.
Pardon?
The holidays also a good time to be out there as well.
Absolutely. In November, you mentioned the Big Sur area. In November, we have the Big Sur Food and Wine Show going on. Monterey Bay Half Marathon in November, and then. In December, Christmas at the Inns, and actually happens in Pacific Grove. That's a real fun event.
Well, Rick, listen, there's a lot there for folks. If you want more information, I'm going to just give the website cmonterey.com, and it's M-O-N-T-E-R-E-Y, folks. And if you want an authentic place to stay, I would also encourage you to check out BigSurRiverInn.com. Rick, thanks very much for your time today.
Pleasure talking with both of you. Thanks a lot.
Great chatting with you. Thank you.
All right.
All right, folks, Monterey, Carmel, and Big Sur. Check it out. And as we mentioned earlier, this is our 50th Destination Spotlight. You can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That is going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother new hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.